Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
Please let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the creator of heaven and earth, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. We ask thee, O Lord, that the power in your word will touch our lives. Let it change our condition and give us a miracle. In Jesus' name, amen. My dear listener, in today's broadcast, I shall be sharing the message titled, Changing Your Condition. Changing Your Condition. The life that you are living is full of ups and downs. And many times people find themselves in bad conditions. Conditions that they cannot explain. Conditions that bring tears, fears, and sorrows. It doesn't matter who you are. There are certain conditions in your life that you will want God to change. The change may either be from sickness to health, or from sorrow to joy, or from poverty to prosperity, or it may be from a life of sin to a life of righteousness. In whichever case, I want you to know that it is possible to change your condition. So we shall be considering an example of someone whose terrible condition was changed and the things he did that prepared him for that miracle. I will be taking my Bible reading from the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 verses 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. And it says, And they came to Jericho, and as Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. This is the story of a poor, blind, and wretched beggar called Bartimaeus, who changed his life and his destiny by the simple things that he did. The blind Bartimaeus received a great miracle in his life. He was no longer a blind man and no longer a beggar, but he became a follower of Jesus. And I believe that God recorded this story in the Bible to show you and I that it is possible for someone's life to be changed and transformed by the power of God. The story teaches us that we don't need to continue to remain in any bad situation. It teaches us that no matter the condition we find ourselves, we can have a changed life if only we can reach out to Jesus. But there are certain things about blind Bartimaeus which we must learn from if we want to change our own conditions. And what are those things? Number one, blind Bartimaeus was tired of his present situation. He was no longer enjoying the fact that he was blind. He was no longer happy that he had to beg for money before he could eat. He was fed up sitting in the sun and in the rain, begging for alms. He was completely tired of being at the mercy of others. And because he was tired of his situation, he started looking for solution. So for you to change your present situation, you must come to this point where you are tired of that condition. For anything to change in your life, you must be tired of that thing. And I'm sure you know that there were other blind men in the days of Bartimaeus who enjoyed being blind and being beggars. As far as they were concerned, it was okay, but not Bartimaeus. It is the same thing nowadays. There are people that like their present conditions. These people like to be sick. They like people to tell them sorry. They like to beg. They want people to pity them. In fact, it looks as if they are proud of their problem. So if you are listening to this message, and there is a condition in your life that you want God to change, then you must say to yourself, enough is enough. The second thing about blind Bartimaeus was that he had a very strong desire to change his situation. He had a very strong desire to change his situation. Not only was he tired of his present condition, he was hungry for change. He was hungry for deliverance. That hunger made him to be restless, and he started looking for how to change his situation. I believe that it was in the process of looking for how to change his condition that he came to hear about Jesus. Someone must have told him about one Jesus of Nazareth and how he had been opening blind eyes. Otherwise, how could a blind man sitting by the roadside begging for what to eat know so much about Jesus? Blind Bartimaeus had a deep hunger to change his condition. It should be the same thing with you, my dear friends. You need to have a strong desire to change your situation. Whether it is deliverance from sickness or disease or affliction or poverty or deliverance from sinful habits and demonic oppressions, you must have a strong desire to be free from that condition before you can receive a miracle. And I'm saying this because not everybody wants to be free from their bad situation. I remember the day I was in traffic and I saw a young boy begging for alms. One of his hands was paralyzed and he came to me asking for alms. As I looked at him, I felt the power of God all over me and I perceived that God wanted to heal him. But I was moved in my spirit to do something unusual. So I brought out a 500 naira note and asked him if he wanted his hand to be healed or if he wanted the 500 naira note. And to my greatest shock, the young boy said he wanted the 500 naira note. Oh my God, that boy had no desire to change his condition. Unfortunately, there are so many people like that who are in bad conditions but are not hungry for deliverance. But I want you to know that if you will be like blind Bartimaeus and have a burning desire to change that bad condition, then as we pray today, my God will perform a miracle in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. The third thing about blind Bartimaeus was that he made use of his opportunity. He made use of his opportunity. This man did not waste the opportunity of having Jesus passing by. He did not procrastinate and say, well, maybe let me wait till tomorrow or next time that Jesus passes by. No, not at all. The moment he got the opportunity, he took it. He didn't say tomorrow. He said now. And it may interest you to know that Jesus never passed by that road again. Soon after that, he was crucified and glorified. So if blind Bartimaeus had missed that opportunity that day, then maybe he would have died a blind man. So many people have lost great opportunities in their lifetime, and most time, they never got that opportunity again. Today, as you listen to this broadcast, God is giving you an opportunity. It is therefore my prayer that you do not miss this opportunity. Don't wait till tomorrow. And that is why the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Now is acceptable time. Hallelujah. The fourth thing we must note about blind Bartimaeus is that he was expectant. He was expectant. He had faith. He had confidence that his condition was not going to remain the same. And that was why when Jesus sent for him, he cast away his garments, the dirty rags he used to wear as a beggar. He abandoned the plate he used to beg and reached out to the new life he was expecting. He did not only cry to Jesus, he also had expectation that his cry will be answered. What about you? What are your expectations concerning your present condition? If you don't have any expectations, then nothing is going to happen to that your bad situation. So if you are sick, expect healing. If you are oppressed, expect deliverance. If you are sorrowful, expect joy. If you are bound by sinful habit, expect freedom. The Bible says that the expectations of the righteous shall be granted. But if the righteous expects nothing, then he will get nothing. So as you listen to this message, expect Jesus to touch your condition. If he did it for Bartimaeus, then I know he will do it for you. Hallelujah. The next thing we must note about blind Bartimaeus is that he did not allow anything to discourage him. He did not allow anything to discourage him. In the Bible text we read, we saw that many people tried to shut him down while he was calling on Jesus. They told him to keep quiet, but he refused. The devil wanted to use those people as obstacles to his miracle, but he did not allow it. As a matter of fact, the more they told him to keep quiet, the louder he called on the name of Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus was persistent and didn't surrender to discouragement. He was determined to get his deliverance, and no devil in hell was going to stand on his way. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. So if you are listening to this broadcast and you are looking up to God to change your present situation, then I want you to know that the devil is going to try to stop you with discouragement. He will try to use things and people around you to try and discourage you. But you must make up your mind, my dear friends, that you are not going to give up. The last thing we're going to consider about blind Bartimaeus is that he cried out to Jesus with all his heart. His cry was so deep and powerful that it made Jesus to stand still. And when Jesus stood still, the whole heaven stood still. Why? Because someone in need cried out with all his heart. Hear me, my dear listener. There is no one who cries out to Jesus with all his heart that Jesus will not stand still for. The reason why people come to church and their lives are not changed is because they do not come with all their hearts. Your condition will not change if you come to church in the morning and go to nightclub in the evening. Your life will not change if you call on Jesus in the day and go to a native doctor in the night. There are so many people nowadays living a life of hypocrisy, and that is why they don't receive anything from God. They come to church because they are looking for business or marriage partners, and they are not interested in Jesus. The Lord Jesus spoke about such people in the book of Matthew chapter 15 verse 8. Matthew 15 verse 8, where he said, "These people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." But I would like to remind you, my dear friends, that you can only contact the power of God to change your condition if you come to Jesus with all your heart. We see this in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 12 and 13. And I read, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye search for me with all your heart." Blind Bartimaeus called upon Jesus with all his heart, and Jesus stood for him. And from that moment, his condition changed. The same thing can happen to you if you will call on Jesus with all your heart. God can change that situation in your life. You don't have to continue with that sickness. You don't have to continue with that affliction. You don't have to continue with that heartbreak and sorrow. You don't have to continue the life of sin and end up in hellfire. Whatever the situation in your life, I want you to know that the Almighty God has the power to change it. But you have to take the steps that blind Bartimaeus took and receive a touch from Jesus. The Bible said he cried out with all his heart, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." Jesus is the only Son of God who died and paid the price for our sin, our sickness, and our sorrow. But he's alive today and sitting on the right hand of God. If only you call upon him with all your heart, he will stand up for you and change that situation. But the Bible says, "For whosoever that called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Blind Bartimaeus called on Jesus and his life was changed. So whoever you are and whatever you are, there is opportunity for you to change that situation in your life. You can call on Jesus right there and right now. You can pray with me and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Forgive my sins. Heal my sickness. Change my situation. Deliver me. Change my life. I call upon your name, Jesus." If you pray this prayer, I want to assure you, Jesus have heard. Now let me pray for you. Almighty God, I pray for that man and that woman, that boy and that girl who has called upon the name of Jesus. Forgive them all their sins in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you touch them right now and change every situation that is bringing them sorrow and shame. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that affliction. I rebuke that demonic bondage. I cast out every evil spirit operating in their lives. I break the yoke in Jesus' name. Father, I command freedom and liberty. Let their situation be changed In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I trust that God has done something in that condition. So I will be expecting you to call me with a testimony. But if you have questions or you need counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you.